by the Giants yesterday against an opposition that's got some quality and we know has been in good form. They've got some options, the Giants, and they're maturing together. Cam McCarthy's been fantastic so far in 2015. Was very, very good again yesterday. And the young forward has been good enough to join us. G'day, Cam. Congratulations on the win yesterday, mate.
Thanks very much, guys. Thanks for having me.
It was a really mature performance. There were a couple of times there when Adelaide came at you and they had some good players playing well and momentum seemed to be shifting their way. I imagine you lot as a group would have taken so much from your ability just to balance up and respond.
No, definitely. I think, you know, in past years, games like that, we've had a good crack and we've had spurts, but we sort of dropped away. So we're wrapped, especially against a quality opposition like Adelaide Footy Club, you know, their Ripper Club. And, we're just wrapped to take the 4 points. It was unreal.
Cam, Nathan Thompson here. Congratulations, mate, on your team's form, your form as well. I can imagine you were drafted 2013 into the Giants. You would have looked around, wouldn't you, seeing all of the early draft pick key forwards that were in that team and really thought, gee, I've got a heck of a lot of players I need to get ahead of in my own team to get an opportunity. But it's amazing how that has turned this year with injuries and the like. You find yourself there with Jeremy Cameron and both of you doing a great job in the ones.
No, in 2013 when I came to the club, it was sort of real daunting. And I did find myself asking myself how I'm going to get a game here, and I swung down back and had played my first year down there in the twos, and that was a real good learning curve for me. But, I guess with Tom Boy leaving and, unfortunately, Johnny Padding going down, you know, there was an opportunity, and not only me stepped up, but a lot of, like, Jimmy Stewart, Rory Lobb and stuff like that, you know, we all had ripper pre-seasons, and, we're just really happy. And working with Jeremy Cameron and even Johnny Patton, you know, he helps me out a lot. Yeah, it's just like, it's just unreal getting so much information and sucking as much knowledge out of them as I can.
Cam, Rowan Connolly here. Congratulations also on your own form and how the side's going. Just for those sort of unfamiliar with your background, we know you're from WA. Can you just fill us in a bit about not only your footy, but your whole sporting sort of background? I understand you're a reasonably talented cricketer as well.
Yeah, I grew up playing, you know, a bit of every sport, like the basketball, cricket, footy, did all stuff like that. And then, just played local footy with all my mates and just really enjoyed it and didn't really get serious to footy till probably the year before I got drafted, where I went down to South Colts and thought I'd give it a crack, and mum and dad pushed me to go have a try. But I played a lot of cricket and was more serious about my cricket growing up. I was in the state under 17 squad and that and stuff like that. But I didn't really get too serious about footy until my draft year. But I always loved the sport and it's always great fun.
Scott Lucas here. Congratulations.
Should turn Cam, the microphone that was Scotty, off. Cam, she missed a bit.
Cam, if you ever do radio at any stage down the track, can you make sure that when you're about to ask somebody a question, you turn your microphone
it's
on?
Pretty it's pretty easy, actually, Cam. There's a big thing. There's a big thing underneath it. It says on.
It was mutiny. It was hidden under my paper that just had the Giants game. I mean, Cam, you mentioned playing cricket. Did you actually have to make a decision to go down the path of footy, or did it just evolve that almost that was the sport most likely for you to succeed in?
When I was really pushing towards cricket and wanting to make a bit of a career out of that, and then I didn't make the state 17s touring side, so I was in the squad but didn't make the touring side, and cricket finished up for the year, and then South Colts sort of presented itself, and I thought I might as well go down and give that a crack. And it was real tough for me early. I didn't think I'd be able to make the grade, but I was lucky enough to just few things go my way and have a few good games and found myself in the state squad, under 18 squad, and it all sort of clicked into play, so I've been pretty lucky.
I wouldn't say you've slipped under the radar, but because the Giants have so many new players, we tend to talk about them as a group, and yet I reckon if you were playing for a Melbourne club, would the media be all over you at the moment, Cam? You played that, your debut was that last game last year, correct?
Yeah.
So you've come on, dobbed one coolie with your first kick from the boundary line, played in a famous win, and you just sort of looked all year like you've been playing at this level for 4 or 5 years. Have you surprised yourself a bit?
Yeah. Sometimes I find myself pinching myself, just to even be playing AFL footy, it's such a buzz, and to call it my job, it's unreal, And it's real good in Sydney, in Sydney like that. There's not too much footy media because NRL is the most dominant sport over here. So, you know, it's not, you're not sort of footy in the papers every day and stuff like that. So it's sort of just a real good lifestyle up here. And I think all the boys are in the same boat. They just, instead of like all the Melbourne boys, you know, they say when they go back home, it's just all footy, footy, footy. So it's also just a good place just to chill out and stuff like that. So, yeah, we all love it in Sydney.
Cam, we're just looking at the draft and some teams that picked before you and some of the issues they've got structurally. Was going into the draft, where did you think you would end up? You went at pick 14, I know, talking to some recruiters, there was talks you could be as high as a top 10 pick.
Yeah.
Where did you think the day before the draft that you would end up?
Yeah, I was sort of, I didn't really know, you know, there's all your phantom drafts and stuff like that, had me going different places, but I thought maybe Brisbane. I thought I might have been heading to Brisbane, and then, you know, that sort of went out the window, and then I thought I'd probably be going to Freo at pick 17. So, I was unknown.
Well, interesting. Did Carlton approach you at all? Because they had that pick directly before the Giants, and you look at Carlton now, and they're, you know, sort of chronically short of key forwards and goal kickers, and they went for Patrick Cripps, who's been promising, but did Carlton, the Blues, talk to you at all?
Yeah, I had a few interviews. I had about two or three interviews with Carlton, so that was sort of another option that I thought I could be going there, pick 13, but yeah, it's just, it was real unexpected to come to the Giants, but yeah, I'm loving my time up here, and I wouldn't change it for the world.
No chance at all we could just get you to get to the Blues by any chance, Cam?
Oh,
just,
please.
Anything we can do.
Tell him, Cam, tell him to bugger off.
He's playing in a team on the way up. Andy, what are you doing?
He can have whatever he wants at Pretty Park, mate, if he comes.
Cam, just from watching your footy, mate, it's been great to watch. You seem like a really free, wheeling forward. You know,
you're going to say free spirit.
Well, it does look like a free spirit, whatever you want to say, but as the play goes, mate, you just play, you have a natural style of game. How much are you allowed and encouraged to just play and read the game naturally against what we hear more and more about, which is structured forward line, structured plays, and really, non-flexible setups?
No, I think Leon's, he's a great coach and a great bloke in general, and he just says, you know, like, go out there and play your role for the team and put your best foot forward, you know, and stuff will work out. And at the moment, we've got a real good connection between myself, Jimmy Stewart, and Jezza. We all seem to be working real hard for each other, whether that's blocking or just not trying to get into each other's space. And we know if one of us are on a roll and kicked a few in a row, we sort of try to get them deep in the paddock and, let them do their thing. But, yeah, we've got a real good connection and a real good sort of thing going at the moment. So, yeah, hopefully it carries on next week against the Bulldogs.
But is that an as-it-sort-of-goes or just as-the-play-unfolds sort of thing? Or is there more you've got to be in certain positions, in certain situations where you have to be the blocker? Or is that left up to you to actually make those decisions on the fly?
Yeah, obviously when there's, like, stoppages and stuff like that, we have our structures and positions we have to be in and stuff like that, and we make sure we're all there and we're talking to each other that we're still playing our structures right, you know, we're not getting ahead of ourselves and trying to play our own game sort of thing. But, yeah, you sort of, when the ball's, you know, free-flowing, you sort of just sort of make it up as you go, you know, and we sort of block for each other. You know, we all know if there's a block needed, we'll get in position and block for someone else and stuff like that. So we've got it going pretty well at the moment. And the midfield has been playing some real good footy and just having like Ryan Griffin and stuff in there like that, you know, it just really helps the team out and Jolly Pat pull down back, you know, we feel as we got the structures right now going into the games.
Now, I've got a couple of pretty important questions to ask you, Kem. One, I rate you as one of the pioneers of the hair bun in AFL football. There's been far too many people this year following your lead. Have you given them a bit of a talking to and said, hey, this is my trademark, leave it alone?
No, I sort of haven't been dishing out any sort of crap like that. But, you know, I cop a fair bit for it and a fair bit for my motor too. I got a motor that I'm trying to spruce up. But, yeah, no, I cop a fair bit of flack for that. But I'm trying to stay strong and hopefully get to the colour.
stick with it.
Just hang tough. Hang in there.
I reckon it's going to be like Bruce Dawe on the headband. I reckon it's your thing. Now, the other one is the theme song. We didn't get to hear it a lot in the first
Don't
couple
go
of years.
It.
No. Good. I absolutely love it. But you can't escape that feeling when you hear it that you're looking at some Russian movie and there's a bunch of Cossacks doing that dance where they, you know, go up and down on their legs in the squat position. Do you guys really enjoy singing that song? Do you want to break out the vodka and sort of get into that whole Russian theme?
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, because it hasn't been sung too many times over the first few years. You know, when every time we get a chance to sing it now, we give it the full gust memento and sort of jump up and down like loonies. But no, yeah, we love the song. It's got a nice little tune to it. So yeah, we enjoy it.
And you must, just before we let you go, I mean, 6-2 and doing what you're doing, there must be this, and we know that it's an aggressive group. You know, you've got some real competitive players in the middle of this and aren't afraid of the big moments. You must feel like you've got a hunger for it now. Bring on the next big challenge. Is that sort of the way this group is approaching every hurdle as it comes your way now?
Yeah, yeah, 100%. You know, every time we go into a game on the weekend, we're all confident that we can get the job done. And, you know, we got a quality opposition this weekend. So Bulldogs, we're playing some real good footy and looked real good this week. So we're just taking every week, just week by week, and sort of, you know, just set up what we got ahead of us and stuff like that. But, yeah, we're looking forward to the challenges every weekend that face us.
Mate, I can honestly say this. It's a joy watching you play your footy, and the group maturing before our very eyes is impressive, mate. We congratulate you on what you and your mates have achieved so far in 2015 and wish you all the very best for the rest of the year. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks so much, guys. Thanks for having me. Have a good day.